The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies magazines. We'll begin with this from Woman's World. Discover free fun on your phone fast. This is their collection of some savings solutions for you. There are several. Whether you use the Google Maps app on your smartphone or log in through a web browser, this popular navigation tool can help you save cash. That's because a recent upgrade makes it easy to find local activities that won't cost you a dime. Just type in what you're looking for, like free admission to museums, free parks near me, free events, or free summer concerts. The built-in Gemini AI assistant will locate exactly what you want. All you have to do is bring your friends or loved ones and your sense of adventure. Save on summer essentials. There's still a month of summer to enjoy, and now is a great time to restock all of your warm weather must-haves for less. To that end, Target recently rolled out a whopping 10,000 new seasonal finds, from swimwear and sandals to tumblers and outdoor tablecloths, starting at just a dollar, with thousands of additional products under $20. Planning a cookout? Swing by Aldi. The discount grocer has cut prices throughout the summer on more than 400 items, including meats, organic produce, and snacks. Social Security mistake? Act fast. If you accidentally receive a Social Security overpayment, the government can now withhold up to 50% of your monthly check to recover it, up from the previous 10%. To help prevent this, call Social Security Administration at this number, 800-772-1213, and then take these simple steps. Report changes that impacted your benefits. If you get a new job, remarry, or experience another big life event, it could reduce the amount you're due. Visit ssa.gov/manage, that's MANAGE-benefits, BENEFITS/communicate, COMMUNICATE-changes, CHANGES, -personal, PERSONAL-situation, SITUATION, to learn what changes may affect your benefits. And note unexpected increases. Check your bank account or visit ssa.gov each month to quickly check your payments. If your benefit suddenly increases without explanation, contact SSA immediately to prevent overpayments from adding up. And here's a scam to be aware of. Avoid falling for phony fees. Got an email or a text claiming you owe a tariff on an order? Ignore it, even if it says it's from a government agency or delivery service. Scammers are sending fake messages like these to pressure you into paying bogus charges. Businesses, not shoppers, pay tariffs, so there's nothing you need to cover. Keep that straight. From First for Women, 10 brilliant uses for tea bags. Smart second axe for your steeped brew. So I think this is all used tea bags. We'll find out. Number one, treat a sunburn for pennies. Got more sun than you thought? Soothe the burn with cold black tea bags. Just pop them in the fridge for 15 to 30 minutes, and their polyphenols and tannic acid will help calm and heal your skin. For full body relief, toss 10 tea bags into a tub and soak for 20 minutes. Shrink under eye bags. No one likes waking up with puffy eyes. A quick fix for the swelling? Steep 2 tea bags, let them cool, then place on your eyes, for obviously your closed eyes, for 15 minutes. Tea's anti-inflammatory properties help reduce swelling, so you look refreshed for the day. Tip, try keeping a few chilled bags in the fridge. Next time you need to eliminate the puffiness, they'll be ready to go. Next, banish swelling and bruising. If you've bumped your elbow and got a bruise, try this natural remedy. Press a soaked tea bag on the spot for 15 minutes. Tea's tannins help constrict blood vessels and slow bleeding under the skin, which can reduce discoloration. Plus, the plant compounds promote healing, helping your skin bounce back quickly, so the bruise fades away. Add shine to wood furniture. Black tea bags provide a low-cost and natural way to spruce up a dining table that has dulled over time. Steep 2 to 3 bags in a kettle filled with boiling water and let cool to room temperature. Then dip a soft cloth in the mix and clean the furniture. The tannins in the tea condition the wood and reveal a shiny, glossy shine. Next, make a mirror shine again. Metal fixtures, mirrors, and windows are all prone to streaks after cleaning. To minimize the marks, rub a damp tea bag over any smudges, then wipe dry with a microfiber cloth or paper towel. The tannic acid in tea cuts through grime and leaves a clear, streak-free shine without the harsh chemical smell of store-bought cleaning products. Degrease pots and pans. Let your cookware clean itself overnight with tea bags. Simply fill pots and pans with warm water and a few brewed black tea bags and soak overnight in the kitchen sink. The tea's tannins cut through stuck-on grease, so grime wipes off by morning. No scrubbing required. We're up to number 7, hydrate your house plants. Rather than constantly watering plants, tuck 2 tea bags into the soil near the plant's base. When you water, the bags will absorb and slowly release extra liquid so the soil stays damp longer. Tenderize beef with ease. Your family loves your slow cooker beef, but sometimes the meat turns out tough. To prevent this from happening, steep 4 or 5 tea bags for 10 to 15 minutes. Then mix the tea with an equal amount of beef stock. Pour it into the slow cooker and cook as usual. The tannins help tenderize the beef for melt-in-your-mouth results every time. Fight hair breakage. When your hair is brittle, skip pricey treatments. Instead, brew a few tea bags in hot water, let cool slightly, then saturate your hair. Cover with a shower cap for 30 to 60 minutes. Rinse and enjoy healthy strands. Tea's antioxidants are believed to nourish hair and protect it from damage. And number 10, freshen up your carpet. If a rug or carpet in your house is in need of deodorizing, enlist the help of tea bags. The plant compounds in tea leaves naturally absorb unwanted odor molecules. Here's the easy how-to. Dry out a tea bag, cut it open, sprinkle the leaves on your rug. Let sit for 15 to 20 minutes, then vacuum the pieces. As a bonus, this trick also works on pet pads. Oh, those do get stinky. And some of them are not machine washable. From Woman's World. Sing along with greetings from your hometown. For nearly 2 decades, the Jonas Brothers have cemented their status as lasting pop powerhouses, and their new studio album proves the momentum is only building. The highly anticipated release includes fan-favorite singles like Slow Motion, Love Me to Heaven, and No Time to Talk. Fans can stream the album starting August 8th on Spotify, Apple Music, and Amazon Music. And there's more to celebrate. On August 10th, the trio kicks off their 20th anniversary tour. From Real Simple, 5 tricks for hanging picture frames, off-the-hook ideas to make it go better. First, use a fork to guide a wire onto a nail. Have you ever tried and tried and tried to get the wire to catch on a tiny hook by repeatedly sliding the frame along the wall? Of course you have. Next time, slip the tines of a fork onto the nail with the handle protruding towards you. Then loop the wire over the handle. The utensil will guide the frame right into place. Pull the fork out and move on with your day. Forking brilliant, no? Use painter's tape to hang a wide frame. When a frame has 2 brackets, it can feel like you need a mathematics degree to get both hooks nice and straight. Really, all you need is painter's tape. Pull off a piece long enough to span both brackets and stick it right under the mounting hardware. Mark the middle point of each bracket on the tape. Then peel it off and put it on the wall. Use a level to make adjustments and hammer your nails into the marks on the tape. Remove tape, hang the frame, celebrate how skillful you are. Use a sticky note to catch dust when drilling holes. If you're using wall anchors and don't want the hassle of vacuuming after you drill, reach for a sticky note. Put one or a stack of two under your mounting zone and fold the bottom half upward. The paper shelf will collect the drywall dust as your drill works its way into the wall. When you're done, carefully peel the note off the wall and discard it, dust and all. Use craft paper to map out your gallery wall. It's impossible to know what a gallery wall will look like until you're done hanging. Or is it? Cut out pieces of craft, construction, wrapping, or any other kind of paper to match the size and shape of each item you plan to hang. Tape up the pieces of paper, moving them around until you like the layout and the spacing. Once you're happy, then you can break out the hammer. And last, use felt furniture pads to fix wobbly frames. Inexpensive frames tend to rattle against the wall when you walk by, usually because the mounting hardware sticks out too much. The fix? Felt furniture pads, like the kind you put on the legs of chairs. Add one to each corner as needed, and they'll help the frames sit more flush. This is also a good solve for that print that's somehow always crooked. Don't we all have one of those? And from Woman's World, nurture your vagus nerve. The vagus, not spelled like Las Vegas, V-A-G-U-S, which branches from the brain to the gut, is the main nerve of the parasympathetic nervous system, which controls the body's fight or flight response. When it's stimulated, it releases acetylcholine, which in turn acts on the immune system to reduce inflammation, calm heart rate, and relax the muscles, helping to reduce feelings of stress. The best part is you can stimulate your vagus nerve at home for free. Here's a way. Meditation, deep breathing, humming, chanting, and endurance or interval training have all been shown to stimulate that vagus nerve. I'll say it again. Meditation, deep breathing, humming, chanting, and endurance or interval training all stimulate that vagus nerve. All free. From Woman's World, here's the joke of the week. Sometimes I wonder if all this is happening because I didn't forward that email to 10 people. We've all gotten them, haven't we? Hey, guess what? August is National Parks Month. There's no better way to celebrate this holiday, which honors our country's amazing national parks, but than by heading outside for a walk, picnic, or hike. Doing so can keep you mentally sharp. Wednesday, August 6th is Wiggle Your Toes Day, so pamper your feet. Kick off your shoes today and give your tootsies a little TLC. An easy way to do so, whip up a peppermint foot scrub using simple household ingredients. Just mix a quarter cup of chunky sea salt, 2 tablespoons coconut oil, 4 drops of peppermint essential oil, and 3 drops of tea tree oil in a small bowl. Then vigorously massage onto damp feet for a few minutes before rinsing off. The mint creates an icy tingle, perfect on a hot summer day, and massaging the scrub into the skin helps ease swelling. And from Good Housekeeping, July's book club pick, a thrilling beach read called The Compound by Aisling Rowell, R-A-W-L-E. It's Love's Island meets The Hunger Games in this book that's as compelling as reality TV. On a desert compound, contestants can complete tasks to win fabulous prizes, but they must be romantically coupled or get sent home. As the tasks become more intimate, and more violent the prizes get better and the betrayals get bigger. How far will beautiful but desperate people go to be the last one standing? And I'm flipping over here for August's book club pick, Everyone is Lying to You by Joe Piazza, P-I-A-Z-Z-A. Bex was Lizzie's best friend until Bex ghosted her, resurfacing years later as a traditional wife influencer on Instagram with six kids and a perfect farm. But social media is not reality, and Bex's life is more complicated than making sourdough bread and hawking supplements. After Bex's husband is brutally murdered, Lizzie must dodge jealous influencers and their schemes in the race to find answers, or else lose her friend again, this time forever. From Woman's World, you deserve good things. You are destined to succeed. You are stronger than any hardship, smarter than any setback, more determined than any difficulty, more creative than any problem, and more powerful than anything standing in your way. Obstacles are no match for you. Nothing can stop you now. From Woman's World, another scam to be aware of, fake tax bills. Got a letter claiming you owe property tax? Don't call that number. It could be from a scammer trying to trick you into handing over cash. If you're unsure of your tax status, contact your county treasurer or tax assessor's office. And if you pay through your mortgage, reach out to your loan servicer. Don't be fooled. Fall in love with Brevard, North Carolina. Lush landscapes, countless outdoor activities, fascinating historical sites, and cozy eateries beckon you to this picturesque North Carolina mountain town. Discover the magic of Brevard, aptly nicknamed the Land of Waterfalls. This scenic mountain town is home to more than 250 waterfalls nestled in the heart of Pisgah National Forest. But that's just the beginning. Brevard also boasts lively festivals, a thriving music scene, craft breweries, and charming boutiques. Kick off your adventure at Crystal Mountain Gem Mine, where you can sift for real gemstones like sapphires and rubies in a recreated 1800s-style mine. When hunger strikes, head to the Falls Landing on Main Street for a delicious, locally inspired meal. Don't miss the signature Falls Landing crab cakes or the fresh North Carolina trout. If you're in the mood for something different, try the grilled shrimp over a fried cheddar potato cake. After dark, make your way to 185 King Street, a beloved local venue that features live music, trivia nights, and its own on-site brewery. Perfect for ending your evening with a fresh pint and excellent entertainment. And they're showing a couple of pictures. One says, hike a scenic trail to admire the 20-foot-tall Grogan Falls located in the Pisgah National Forest. Another, gaze at the blooming rhododendrons that thrive in the area. And catch a glimpse of a shy bobcat that calls the region's forests home. And from the last issue of First for Women, I've got soft and doughy protein pretzels. Active time to make, 5 minutes. Total time, 25, and this serves 8. I mean, I guess it means that makes 8 pretzels, which would not serve 8 people at my house. Think ballpark pretzel vibes with a serious upgrade. These golden twists serve up to 10 grams of protein and 4 grams of fiber, so you can get that crave-worthy treat or snack, plus a little boost of nutrition. All the fun, none of the empty carbs. Here's what we need. 2 cups white whole wheat flour, 1 tablespoon baking powder, 1 teaspoon kosher salt, 2 cups non-fat plain Greek yogurt, 1 egg beaten, and that's for your egg wash, coarse salt for sprinkling, that's optional, and spicy mustard or warm marinara for dipping, also optional. So here we go. Heat oven to 350. Line a baking sheet with parchment. In a large bowl, whisk the flour, baking powder, and salt. Add the Greek yogurt. Stir until a shaggy dough forms. Knead by hand about a minute until the dough becomes smooth, elastic, and no longer sticky. If it sticks to your hands, add 1 tablespoon flour and then knead it again. Divide the dough into 8 equal pieces. Roll each dough into a ball and form into ropes. Lightly flour your work surface and your hands. Roll each dough ball into a rope about 12 inches long. If it tears, press it back together. This dough is forgiving. For smooth ropes, start in the middle of the ball, roll outward with your palms or spread your fingers gently, stretching as you go. One at a time, take each rope and twist into a classic pretzel shape or any desired shape, and then place on the prepared baking sheet. Brush the tops with beaten egg and sprinkle with coarse salt if you're using it. Bake 20 to 25 minutes until pretzels are puffed and lightly golden. For a firmer, crispy texture, bake an extra 3 to 5 minutes. Enjoy warm or at room temperature with mustard, marinara, or your favorite dip. And a little aside, I love them nice and warm right off the tray, but you can keep them loosely covered with foil or parchment for up to 2 days at room temperature. Storing them in an airtight container on the countertop will cause the tops to get mushy. To soften and warm them, place in a 300-degree oven 5 to 6 minutes. Or if you're in a hurry, you can microwave them for 15 to 30 seconds instead. This is from Real Simple. Oh, Good Housekeeping, I'm sorry. Easy weeknight dinner, horseradish, tomato, and steak pasta. Active and total time are both 30 minutes. Cook 12-ounce linguine per package directions, then drain. Heat broiler with oven rack in 6 inches from the heat source and place a rimmed baking sheet on the rack to preheat. On a preheated baking sheet, season 1 pound sirloin steak, 1 inch thick, with a 1/2 teaspoon each kosher salt and pepper. Broil to desired doneness, undisturbed, 7 to 9 minutes for medium rare. Transfer to a cutting board and let rest for 5 minutes, then thinly slice. Meanwhile, in a small bowl, combine 1 3-inch piece of fresh horseradish, peeled and finely grated, about 6 tablespoons, 1/4 cup thinly sliced flat-leaf parsley stems, and 2 tablespoons lemon zest from 1 to 2 lemons. Set aside. Working in a large bowl, coarsely grate 1 pound large, very ripe heirloom tomatoes. That's 1 1/4 to 1 1/2 cups of pulp. Discard the skins. Stir in 2 cloves garlic, finely grated, 4 teaspoons, fresh lemon juice, and 1/2 cup olive oil, 1/2 teaspoon salt, and 1/4 teaspoon pepper. Add 1 pound cherry or grape tomatoes, halved, and toss to coat. Add pasta and toss to combine. Fold in sliced steak, then sprinkle with horseradish mixture, 1/2 cup each small parsley leaves and small basil leaves, and additional pepper if desired. And this serves 4. From Magnolia, we've got some desserts for you. Tres leches. Prep time is 20 minutes, chill time 2 hours, and this makes 8 servings. You need 2 10¾-ounce packages, frozen pound cake, thawed or homemade pound cake, 1 cup whole milk, 1 cup sweetened condensed milk, that comes in a can, 1 cup evaporated milk, also comes in a can, 2 teaspoons vanilla, 1/4 teaspoon ground nutmeg or ground cinnamon, and whipped cream. Cut pound cake into 1/2-inch cubes. Divide cubes evenly among 8 to 10 ounce jars. Let me get that right. In a glass measuring cup, whisk together all 3 milks, the vanilla and nutmeg. Slowly drizzle over the cake in the jars, pressing the cubes down to soak up the milk mixture. Cover and chill at least 2 hours or up to 24 hours. About an hour before serving, invert the jars in the refrigerator to allow the milk mixture to evenly distribute. Just before serving, turn the jars back upright. Top with whipped cream, sprinkle with additional nutmeg. If your jars won't seal tightly, put a layer of plastic wrap under the lids before turning the jars over to prevent any leaks in your fridge. And another baked Alaska. Prep time 15 minutes, freeze time is 4 hours, and this makes 6 servings. 1 10 and 3 quarter ounce package frozen pound cake, slightly thawed or homemade pound cake, 1 quart desired flavor of ice cream, softened, and a 7-ounce jar marshmallow cream. Only 3 ingredients. Using a serrated knife, trim off the domed top of pound cake so the cake's about 1.5 inches tall. Cut pound cake crosswise into 2 pieces. Turn 1 piece of pound cake on its side and cut into 3 half-inch thick slices. Repeat with the remaining cake half. Using the bottom of a 2.5-inch diameter jar as a template, cut slices into rounds. Reserve cake scraps for another use, such as chocolate fondue dippers. Scoop 1/3 cup of ice cream onto each of 6 8-ounce jars, packing gently and smoothing the tops. Place a cake round in each jar. Top each with an additional 1/3 cup of ice cream, filling each jar to within 3/4 inch of the rim, and smooth the tops. Add lids and freeze at least 4 hours or until very firm. Top ice cream in the jars with marshmallow cream. Use the back of a spoon to swirl. Using a butane culinary torch, toast the marshmallow layer. Serve immediately. As a tip, it says we don't recommend putting the baked Alaska jars under a broiler. Going from freezer to high temperature can cause glass to break. And from Woman's World, Thursday, August 7th is Beach Party Day, so a tropical treat. You don't have to be relaxing on the sand to celebrate this holiday. Try this delicious cocktail, pineapple lemon mojitos. In a small pitcher or cocktail shaker, combine 1 lemon quartered, 1/3 cup fresh mint leaves, and 1/4 cup limoncello. Using handle end of a wooden spoon, muddle the mixture. Add 1 cup of pineapple juice, 6 tablespoons of rum. Strain into 2 ice-filled glasses. Add 1/4 cup chilled seltzer to each. Garnish with orange slices, pineapple slices, a cherry, and a pineapple crown. And this serves 2. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Ladies Magazine is available as a podcast on our website, www.ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That's our all-purpose number, 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. I hope to catch you next time. Bye now.